With nearly 2 months to go before Election Day, outside groups have already spent more than $4 million to influence voters in congressional races in the Philadelphia region. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that examining which races are targeted tells a story about what Republicans and Democrats expect from the midterms.
If you live in the Philadelphia media market these days, you're getting a lot of this.
These people are angry. Angry at Congressman Tom MacArthur.
Why? You have to wonder about Scott Wallace.
Meet Washington insider Andy Kim. Kim spent his adult life in D.C.
They sound like standard campaign fare, maybe, but none of those ads was aired by a candidate for office. Who paid for them? They tell you at the end of the ads, in a hurry.
Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Republican Jewish Coalition is responsible for the...
House Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The groups are generally super PACs associated with the National Republican and Democratic parties or groups with ideological agendas. And there's no limit on what they can contribute and spend under the Citizens United decision. While candidates file campaign finance reports only once every 3 months, independent groups must file reports pretty much immediately when they spend money, which gives us a real-time sense of their priority targets. In this region, there are two races in New Jersey, where Republican incumbents Tom MacArthur and Leonard Lance are challenged by Democrats Andy Kim and Tom Malinowski, and two in Pennsylvania, the Bucks County battle between Republican incumbent Brian Fitzpatrick and Democrat Scott Wallace, and the open seat in the Lehigh Valley, where Republican Marty Notstein faces Democrat Susan Wild. 11 congressional races in our region attracted no independent spenders, zero. Robin Kolodny, who chairs the political science department at Temple, says that tells a story, too.
When you're not finding any early independent spending, and that is telling you that they don't think those are winnable races from their end. You don't go ahead and spend money in races you don't think you have a chance of winning.
If she's right, that means one of the big stories of the midterm will be the election of three new Democratic women from the Philadelphia suburbs. Chrissy Houlihan in Chester County, Mary Gay Scanlon in Delaware County, and Madeline Dean in Montgomery County. They're in newly drawn districts that the National Republican Party seems to have abandoned. Dean's Republican opponent, businessman Dan David, says he knows what he's up against.
Yeah, I don't have any endorsements or any help from the National Party, and that's fine. If they don't endorse me or they don't come through, then we'll win without them.
David's invested $160,000 of his own money into the race and says he's building momentum. Former prosecutor Pearl Kim, the Republican candidate in Delaware County, is a woman who's gotten some national media attention and has invested $200,000 into her race. She says she's running hard. The independent groups also have to disclose in their reports whether their spending is to support a candidate they like or oppose one they don't. So far, three-quarters of the spending in our region has funded attack messages on television, digital ads, and mailings. As for the partisan split, so far pro-Republican spending is about three times the amount for Democratic candidates. Dave Davies, WHYY News.